Good day, dear listeners, and thanks for joining us in yet another edition of Today's Woman. And on today's quote of the day, so often people work hard at the wrong thing. Working on the right thing is probably more important than working hard. And that was a quote of the day from Katerina Fick. We want to welcome you once again on today's edition of the show. I am having as guest Vumomsi Nguefonta, who is a fashion designer. She is an entrepreneur. There are so many things about her you are going to be discovering in today's edition of the program. Well, you are welcome once again to today's Woman on Foundation Radio, a talk show that focuses mainly on women who are achieving and doing great and groundbreaking things in their profession, in their home, in their society, and you name the rest. And on today's edition of the program, we have as guest Vumomsi Nguefonta. Good day to you.
Good day, Ranibel.
And welcome to Foundation Radio.
Thank you very much.
Well, as we see, you are a fashion designer, you are an entrepreneur, you are a member of the 2016 batch of the Mandela Washington Fellowship. You are equally going to be taking part in the Tony Elumo Entrepreneurship Program in Nigeria. Let us begin by knowing who actually you are.
Yeah, I'm Vumomsi Nguefonta and I'm a fashion designer. I run the fashion brand Vuvu and I've been running now for more 3 years. I was based in Douala, but I'm moving back to Bamenda, my hometown. Yeah, because I think that it's my responsibility to be here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a 2016 Mandela Washington Fellow and I'm a Tony Elumelu Entrepreneurship Fellow as well.
Okay, yeah. So you are planning to move from Douala to Bamenda, and we usually know Douala is more more of the vibrant city. Why the move?
Yeah, I know all of that. The first thing about it is that I think that Douala is already saturated. And I think that Bamenda is an upcoming city.
Okay.
And I'm from Bamenda. And I think that it's my responsibility to operate in Bamenda and inspire Bamenda in my own little way that I can.
Okay. Were there some challenges you faced as you tried to set up your fashion brand? Were there some obstacles and stuff?
There are always obstacles.
Okay.
Business and entrepreneurship is not an easy thing to do. Yeah. So, on a personal note, I actually faced a lot of challenges. I've been talked down upon, like, you are not going to make it. Fashion and design is not meant for you. It is meant only for maybe nannies and school dropouts. Mm-hmm. And on the other part of it, on the business part of it, finance is always a challenge to set up a business, to run a business, rent, taxes, salaries, and all whatnot. They are always challenges. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so on that light, I've been facing challenges. And also, the human resource management in Cameroon is not also very easy. It's hard to deal with workers as a young entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. You have to learn it. You have to understand people. You have to learn how to manage people. You have to learn how to work as a team. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so all those challenges, I've learned how to overcome them by taking little steps.
Okay.
At a time, yeah.
Yeah, you are just getting into the next question that I was about to ask, that how were you able to overcome these challenges? For example, when people talk to you about fashion design not being your thing and things like that, what helped you to come out of that?
First of all, passion is very important. When you want to get into business, it's very important to be passionate, to have a vision, mm-hmm. and to have a purpose. When you have a vision about what you want to do, about what you want to be, it really doesn't matter what anybody tells you. Mm-hmm. So I had a vision, I had a purpose, I had a passion about fashion and design and about seeing people beautiful. So I couldn't stop at that level.
Okay, now let's talk about education.
Yeah.
Is it, did you start up a fashion brand just by passion, or is it passion coupled with education?
I started a fashion brand just out of passion, out of passion, and I had to learn the business while I was already into the business.
Okay.
But yeah, luckily enough, 2016 has been great. Because I became a Mandela Washington Fellow, I was able to travel to the United States and learn about business and entrepreneurship, where I think that, yeah, now I'm really better fit
To tackle entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
All right. So did you study, did you actually study fashion and design?
I never studied fashion and design. I actually went to GBHS Bamenda.
Okay.
Then later on, I went to the University of Boya, where I studied sociology and anthropology. Yeah, I have a first degree there, and then I have a higher graduate diploma in marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at the British College. So it was.
It had
actually nothing to do with fashion and design. But I remember while I was growing up, when I was in Form 5, I started sketching. Then my mom too has always been into arts and crafts, so I always watch her do it. I always do it, do baby clothes and all whatnot. Mm-hmm. So I grew up with a passion in me. So all through my life, I've always been sketching clothes, designs, and all whatnot. So I really knew strongly in me that, okay, this is a passion. You need to get out there and do it, develop it. And it is good because I understood that it is not because I didn't study fashion and design that I can't be a fashion designer.
Okay.
Yeah, so I had to get into it. I had to make the errors. I had to find workers that will complement me in whatever I do. I had to learn how to build a fashion brand. I had to learn how to do collections and all whatnot. So I just had to do like self-study.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I can say it wasn't easy. I can imagine.
No, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. It's been 3 years of battling. Battling how to build a fashion brand, how to give a right name, how to do the right marketing, how to have the right tailors, how to understand the technicality of building clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's not been easy. It's been hard work. It's been tolerance. It's been passion. It's been perseverance. And just, moving on and on, pushing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have completely forgotten about marketing and anthropology?
Oh, sociology and anthropology. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say that I've completely forgotten about sociology and anthropology, because that's people, that's the most society, that's managing people, it's the society.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do, I deal with people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm out there in the world. I deal with people.
So you're still making use of
my social degree. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's very interesting. And I know we are going to be discovering many more interesting things about you. But for the meantime, let's have a musical break, because we are going to be talking for an hour.
Oh,
it's a 1 hour program. So we might want to have a musical break first. And when we come back, we continue with our discussions.
Okay.
Adia telonge na bina usabwa munyenge binyala sibi lo beni mumusima sidi miana nika enu anyambe na belemo tumimbu mitumbande bate ya moe tube ala betomba sila ne tomba aye. Ala betomba sila ne tomba we a mama miomba we mama n'a pas vu non 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 maman ne l'a pas vu non 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 elle ne l'a pas vu non et oui un emballé maman ne l'a pas vu non 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 Mena loben, matoi lo tate so singa, mwendi mumwa we, matete na mulema, usitimbe ana cela ne tombe pas. Yeah.
À la bête en bas,
si la ne tombe pas. Ouais, à maman mignon bas, ouais.
Maman n'a pas vu, non, non, non. Maman ne l'a pas vu, non, non, non. Hey, hey, elle ne l'a pas vu, non. Et oui, un balai, maman ne l'a pas vu, non, non, non.
Maman n'a pas
non,
vu,
non, non, elle ne l'a pas vu, non, non, non,
hey, hey,
elle ne l'a pas vu, non, et oui, un emballé, maman ne l'a pas vu, non, non, non.
Okay, you're welcome back, dear listeners. You are still on today's Woman on Foundation Radio, and we have been talking to Vumomsi Gwefonta, who is a fashion designer. She has been able to set up a successful fashion brand called Vuvu Brand in her 3 years of existence, and she's equally an entrepreneur. And she has been telling us before we went on break about the challenges, the struggles, the obstacles that she faced as she tried to set up her brand. And before we continue with our discussions, we'll call on you, Gwefonta, to together with our listeners listen to this report talking about women and entrepreneurship. It's mainly talking about why women shy away from getting into entrepreneurship activities and things like that.
An entrepreneur is someone, be it male or female, who sets up a business or businesses, taking on financial risk in the hope of profit. An entrepreneur decides what, how, and how much goods and services will be provided and produced. Though a lucrative business venture, for the entrepreneur who supplies risk capital, monitors and controls his or her business activities, most women, especially in our typical Cameroonian society, tend to shy away from such moves. While some women are just too lazy to want to get involved in such time-consuming moves, which involves a lot of creative thinking and proper management to ensure that whichever business step you take yields to fruition, other women do actually have the zeal and willingness to do so, but are hindered by so many constraints, both from self and external sources too. For instance, many women may find it difficult to start up their own businesses because they grew up in a society where entrepreneurship is considered a man's domain, where other people, both men and women, don't take female entrepreneurs seriously, or whereby these women are expected to have a male attitude towards business, be more aggressively competitive, or sometimes overly harsh to be able to survive the route, which is not easy. Especially for those who are scared of being seen as harsh by the rest of the world. What is certain is the fact that if women do not rise above these preconceived expectations, then success as entrepreneur cannot be guaranteed. Sometimes access to funding also becomes a major issue as far as women being entrepreneurs is concerned.
might be because others don't have confidence in her to handle the business and ensure that the risk capital is not lost. Also, lack of confidence in self, especially when faced with difficulties in their ventures, usually leads to failure in business deals attempted by women. Moreover, when there is no support system or network to help these women, especially when there is fear of failure or heavy family responsibilities that distracts them from full commitment to their businesses. One other crippling factor is the fear of failure, which often clouds the will to survive. Whatever the present attitude of women towards entrepreneurship, it is very apparent that with the growing technological and business advancement being made in the global world, women, whether in first world or third world countries, can stay out of the entrepreneurial chain.
So after listening to that report from Priscilla Ninge, we want to come back to you, Gwe Fonta. What do you think are some of the reasons why women shy away from getting into entrepreneurial activities?
I think that personally, when I look over time, I think that it actually starts from a cultural background.
Mm-hmm.
I think that in Cameroon, it's a cultural thing, where I don't want to get into men women issues, but
we don't mind, since it's a woman's platform program. We might want to know some of the things that affect us women.
Okay.
So yeah, we really don't mind.
I want to say that over time, women have been pushed to the background of being followers,
mm-hmm.
just being followers. Okay, being wives, yeah. Being contented as being wives, growing up children, yeah, mm-hmm. being maybe teachers, those little things. I think that it's a cultural issue. And it's actually playing on us now, because women shy away. They don't have the courage. They don't think that it's their place to come out, start mm-hmm. a good business, employ people, and create jobs. So to me, I think that in Cameroon, it is a cultural issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I want to think some women are equally scared, because I used to hear some women say, not really women, in fact, the causes or the things are so many. But then we usually hear how some people think when a woman becomes empowered, or when you are in control of maybe workers, of maybe resources and other stuff, they begin to think you pay less attention to your home,
to the family,
your home duties. Mm-hmm. You become, at one point or another, you want to be above your husband, yeah, and things like that. So I think most women, because of that fear to get involved into such activities, thinking that maybe society will shun them, you know?
Yeah, I do understand that, but I also think that as women, we have that natural capacity, or that natural capability, where we can handle so many stuffs at the same time. We could be entrepreneurs, we could be mothers,
mm-hmm.
we could handle so many things at the same time. So I still come back to the point where society puts women in a box.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. I think that it's about society making women to think in that way.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really go out into the world, into the real world, everybody doesn't think like that.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many men out there now who really believe in women who are entrepreneurial,
mm-hmm.
who really believe in women who can stand up for themselves, make decisions, control, mm-hmm. be in control, and all whatnot. So
mm-hmm.
I still think that societal norms, values, and all whatnot are still holding us a little bit down, but I think that we are going to overcome that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly, and one day. Now, talking to you as an entrepreneur, do you think there are certain things that, because you are an entrepreneur, you fail to do as a woman? For example, in your home, in your family, and things like that, because we are talking to a first-hand entrepreneur.
Definitely, being an entrepreneur is, first of all, courageous, and like I said, you must have a vision. You must have a vision.
Okay.
When you have a vision, you stick to that vision, and you know that you are a woman, you do have a family, you do have kids, you do have even an extended family.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, yes, as a woman of vision, you know that you are supposed to take all those components into consideration to be able to be balanced, because trust me, it's not really only about being an entrepreneur or having money. It's about having a balanced life and a peaceful and a calm life. So to me, when you have a vision, you know how to get that balance. So yeah.
So it seems like women have greater responsibility than men, if we want to look at it that way.
Yeah, if we want to look at it that way, I do think that women have a greater responsibility than men.
Yeah, today's women.
Today's women.
Yeah,
they
because
do have, yes.
If you want to, because these days I'm hearing so many men saying they don't like to marry women who are just housewives.
Yeah,
who cannot contribute or who cannot support in the house. Many more men are beginning to look for women who are resourceful, women who can contribute somehow. So eventually it's implying that we women, we have greater responsibility. We have to work at the same time, take care of our families, take care of the same husbands, and so it makes our workload
more. I know the woman is really the core of the society. I do think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Women have a lot of... Women do have a big role to play in the society. It's not really only about them, a small family or the husband or something. I think that women have a role to play, like culturally, economically, socially. Women can inspire others. Women can empower others. Women can hold the hand of each other, or especially the younger ones, because of that motherly role. And so that Cameroon or maybe Africa gets out of them on that development. I think that women have a big role to play in playing that. So women have to get up. They have to stand up.
Yeah.
Yes.
And forget about women. They used to say women are weaker. They are this and that. So they should really forget about
but
that.
Yeah.
And get active and productive, courageous,
just
determined.
Mean, yeah.
With vision and things like that that you have been naming a while ago. Now, it takes us to the next question on my list, that what are some of the things you think girls should know, women and girls, in Bamenda, in Cameroon, in Africa? What are some of the things you believe they should know as today's woman?
As today's woman, I think that the first thing that I think that young girls should know as today's woman is that there are a lot of opportunities out there when you do have a vision and a passion. If you're someone who has a focus in life, you're doing things, I think that there are a lot of opportunities that you might not see, but when you get out there and you start doing something productive and something so focused, I think that you will get opened to opportunities. Especially the internet opens you to a lot of opportunities. There are a lot of entrepreneurship programs. There are a lot of fellowships. There are a lot of scholarships, even for the young. So I think that women need to understand that if you seek, you shall find it.
If you seek, you find.
You will find. If you knock and the door is going to be opened. Yeah. I think that there are opportunities out there, a lot.
Yeah, especially at a time when the world is focusing more now on empowering women. They are trying to initiate so many activities to get women involved and things like that.
Yeah.
So I think equally that women should try to be current.
Yes.
Follow up on new openings and opportunities.
Especially the African women. Yeah. Young African women.
Okay, she's emphasizing, you know, you build a root from your youthful age.
Yes.
Yeah, as long as you can follow the right. But I think there are some women too who can get involved, even not being youth or not being young. Following the train, you can actually get involved.
You can actually get involved. I do think so, because there are programs open for every age. From every age. So I think that there are a lot of opportunities, and women should not be contented where they are, because I do see a lot of women being contented. Okay, if you could get your 3 square meals, which is fine, they are just contented. No, I think that there are opportunities and we could live a better life. We could, our living standards could really improve if we go out there and start looking for opportunities and start asking questions. This morning, I actually sat in my workshop and a lady came in with her daughter. And she was coming to talk on behalf of her daughter. And then I looked at her, I was asking, why are you talking on behalf of a grown daughter who already has a child? Yes. And the lady told me that her daughter is very shy, she will not ask questions and all whatnot. Then I was like, no, that's not life. You are missing out on life. If you need something, go outside there and ask. Go outside there and find information. You must dig.
Yeah, you must to know for knowledge, things you want to
and
know.
It really doesn't suffice just being quiet. When you're quiet, nothing comes your way. You are just there.
Many things pass you by.
So young girls and women need to be courageous to go outside there and seek what they want, especially if it is what is good and what is right. I didn't say
Certainly. I also noticed that most women are contented with not just the 3 square meals. Some actually struggle to be able to get food on their table. Some just shut themselves in their farms, in their marketplaces, doing one routine activity or another. Well, longevity in everything you do is fine, is great, but then, as you said, there are many opportunities every day that can improve you even in the domain in which you find yourself. I think even in farming, in agriculture, there are seminars and workshops that help you improve on your farming skills and output. And so if you get connected, if you get the information, partake, and it's going to help you even
it's
at that level.
It's going to help you. And I also think that another thing that I think women or young girls, I don't know, I relate better so with
young girls,
with the youths, is that you should know yourself as a woman. It's very important to know yourself as a woman, even from a young age. You should know yourself as a woman. You should know your strengths, you should know your weaknesses, you should know what makes you happy, you should know what annoys you, you should know, you should understand who you want to be with. You should understand yourself as a woman. That will actually help you in so many things around life. It might help you in your decision when you want to get married. It might help you in your decision when you want to work, in your passion, in your vision. So you need to know yourself. You need to find ways to know yourself, to understand who you are as a woman. What makes you you? What makes you unique? What makes you stand out? What makes you fall? If you know what makes you fall, then you definitely know how to stand up when you fall. So I think that it's very important.
So how do you know that? Is it by listening more to yourself or paying attention to yourself? Or how can we easily discover ourselves?
Yeah, you need to pay attention to yourself.
Okay.
You need to pay you need to pay attention to your thoughts. You need to pay attention to what passes through your mind.
Okay.
You need to go out there, make errors. Make mistakes.
So that
you learn from the mistakes. You need to ask questions, especially to those who are already mature, to understand how life works, what life is, what is right, what is not right. You need to ask questions. You need to interact with the right people. Interact with the right, get mentors.
Very important.
Get mentors, interact with the right caliber of women, of people. And trust me, you need to engage in conversations too with men. Adults. Like men. Men are going to tell you things that you sit back and you might be like, oh,
really?
This is about me too. Really? I do this. Maybe I need to turn it in another way. So you just need to go out there, find the right means of interacting and listening to yourself, doing stuff by yourself. Get on the internet, read. There is every information on the internet that you ever want to know. If you want to know about your personal self, if you want to know about self-confidence, you get on the internet, you read how to build your self-confidence, how to talk, and all whatnot. I think that
even self-evaluation.
Self-evaluation, yes. There are self-evaluation tests that you could test on yourself. you could find someone who could be like a leadership coach to you. I think that there are opportunities there that if young women or women turn to and kind of search, there are motivational speakers, there are leadership speakers, people who are really skilled in a certain domain. So you need to start finding those people, interact with them, ask questions, and I think that you get to know yourself.
Yeah, you get to be empowered as well.
Yes.
I think there's really no more time to engage in idle talks, relationships.
Even Facebook talk.
Because there were times, I don't know if it's very far back in the past, but I think it's still happening right now. There are women who actually get up in the morning, visit friends, and they talk about this.
Oh my God.
Not even talking that will help them.
Yeah.
But maybe analyzing one situation or another, or one person's behavior or another. And it's time is passing,
and that's what actually kills society.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like social condemnation. You want to do something, and there are a group of people who just decide to just sit back and talk.
And criticize. Analyze every single thing
that you do in the process. Sometimes when it is done to weak women, they might fall.
Mm-hmm.
They might fall, yes. They might fall or they might get disoriented.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what actually kills society. Mm-hmm. So women too, in as much as they do have them a responsibility to build society, I think that they should stop doing all of this, because that's also part of it.
Yeah.
Apart from getting out and working and all whatnot, they need to stop all the idle talks.
Hanging out. Mm-hmm. And I want to think that women are somehow getting empowered or emancipated.
Sure.
Their mindset is changing.
I'm
hearing many more people now saying the highest gossips now are men instead. You know, far back sometimes ago, they used to say women are fond of gossiping.
Yes,
they like talking. But these days, I'm impressed. Women, they don't have time again for gossip.
Yeah.
You see, it's usually men who are associated with gossip, that they see something here, immediately they call or
they
start talking about.
They have become the idle ones now.
Yeah. So I think women are somehow getting out of such
things. Think that, yes, I think that women are getting out, and I think that the men have also contributed in women standing up for themselves.
Yes, because I know a married man will say, I don't want to catch you. As much as we want to empower ourselves, I think self-discipline and respect should be one of the things today's women should equally inculcate.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, let's look at a situation where you have a vision, you have passion for something, and you are gradually going towards that, and then out of a sudden, your husband or your boyfriend who wants to marry you brings in another agenda. How do you tackle that? Because it happens. There are so many cases where a husband will say, me, I don't like that stuff you do, or I don't like all of these fights, these things you think you are doing. I want a woman who will be under me, or who will have respect, who will take care of my home. But then you discover that inside of you, you have that passion, something that you really want to do for yourself and your society.
Actually, I'm not the right person to answer that. But
okay.
But I'm going to say something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what I'm going to say is that I think it should be a personal decision. I really cannot say something that would apply to everybody, but I think it's a personal decision. I think life is about fulfillment and happiness, and happiness and peace.
Yeah,
I think that whatever makes you fulfilled, happy, and peaceful, you should stick to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whether it's you stopping your passion and following
what
the other person says.
Thank you very much. Whether it's you stopping your passion and following what the other person says, staying at home and all whatnot. If you think that that's what makes you happy and peaceful and fulfilled.
Yeah.
I think that you should stop it and you do that. But if if that doesn't bring you happiness or fulfillment or something, and if you know that you really have something that you could use to change others or to change the society or, mm-hmm. or to change the world, and that's what really makes you happy, I think that you should go for it.
Well, I want to equally think that dialogue, it might not apply to everybody, as you said a while ago. Somebody made a statement that 2 + 2 = 4, but it doesn't mean that 3 + 1 = 4 also.
Yes.
So there are many ways to arrive to fulfillment, as you said a while ago. But I think much of dialogue and understanding can help each other, especially when it deals with partners, to understand one another and help
flexibility.
Other, flexibility.
If there are partners who are flexible, I think that it could go very well.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that I know deep down in my mind is that there are a lot of partners who are not flexible, and women are dying, dying with passion, with purpose. There are so many women outside there who have lost it all just because of all of these, because of family and all whatnot. And there are really women that really have a lot to offer to the world, but they have lost themselves in all of these, like family, children, and all whatnot. So, I don't know. I think that, yes.
Well, anyways, I like your approach to that particular issue. We really do not know, and we cannot speak for everyone else.
Yeah,
but then we hope, because we know that most of such passions and drives is something that has been placed in you by God. Maybe because we know talents, right? Talents is a particular ability that you can do very well for the for your society, not just for yourself,
not just
to make money, but for the service of mankind.
Yeah.
But then, if we allow such services or such passions to die down simply because we are scared, or simply because we want to compromise.
You want to compromise.
Yeah,
you are not actually serving God.
You are not actually serving God. And I might want to think at one point or another that you are disappointing God. Yeah.
Definitely.
In as much as you disappoint yourself, disappoint God as well. We better try, even get punches at the end.
Then
see that we derive some sort of fulfillment.
Because I think so.
There are some jobs that you don't do just for the sake of what you get from it, from the benefit or the money, but you actually derive pleasure and fulfillment. And I think we shouldn't be limited because
that's
are
what
women.
Actually motivates you when you see others happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are jobs like my job. When I see others happy, I get motivated.
You see,
yeah,
I don't think I don't know if there are some men. Well, it's a woman platform, and I want to say things that bother women.
Okay,
yeah, I don't know if there are men who have been limited because their wife said so. For example, you want to for example, let's say you decide to do banking,
okay,
or say you are an accountant. You were trained, you spend years training to
as
be an accountant, and because you might come back late at one point or another because you were taking balancing sheet, and your wife says, "I don't want to see you in that
I
job.
Know, right?
I don't know if women actually do so.
Actually,
men.
No.
But then you see that the reverse is true. It's very frequent with women.
Yeah, that's a categorical no.
Yeah,
and I think that that's why they more. The United Nations and every other organization, they are really placing focus on the woman.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. In as much as we don't want to be disrespectful towards our husbands or our partners, the same way we can bring them to understanding through dialogue. And I think if you if you carry yourself up like somebody will also have a say.
Yeah,
and I think they're limited one way or another. But if you are just the type that say, okay,
I know, and the day that you might get up to will say, no, I have something to say, it's a problem.
Yeah, it becomes a problem.
It becomes
and
a problem.
And they'll say you are beginning to listen to people outside and things like that.
Yeah.
Well, we hope many more women are listening, and the show is equally aimed at helping women out there to get involved. Yeah, not to be confined in their environment or in their farms, in their marketplaces, in their wherever they may find themselves, but to discover that some other women are making it and they too can make it. Well, we'll have to take another break to break a little from our discussions. And when we come back, we are equally going to be hearing some of the useful tools that youths can engage. Youth and women can engage in some of the tools that they can use to empower themselves. And we are also going to be hearing maybe some of your driving philosophies, your passion, things that drive you, that inspire you to do the things you do. Okay. But first, let's have a break.
Today's woman. Today's woman knows no fear but is limited by respect and dignity. Today's woman has virtue and accomplishment has become a fashion trend. Despite the fact that some women still feel limited, unfit and unimportant, yet only today's woman has the keys to completely redeem her peers and society by preaching against excesses and restoring dignity.
Today's women, they need to be God-fearing, God-loving, and they need to be virtuous women, that is hardworking and industrious. And they need to be supportive to their husband, to their children, family, and the community as a whole.
Cameroon woman of today is not like the one yesterday. Not that we've been changed biologically, we are who we are. But we have now, I think we have been emancipated to a level that we think we can stand ourselves. Compare with the men, but not overthrowing the men, we know they are ahead of us.
I can see that today's woman is really an evolved woman. It's no longer a woman who thinks that the best she can do is be in the kitchen and cook for the husband. She's a woman who is more assertive. And I can see that they too, they are doing their best to make sure that their rights are respected.
I see today's woman as a woman who brings love, comfort, peace and prosperity in home and society.
One thing I believe, God, is that God has put so much into women that if they submit themselves under the care and under the hand and the leadership of God, God will use them to build the community that we desire in our time. In Jesus' name.
Well, listeners, you're welcome back to Today's Woman on Foundation Radio. Discussions have been very interesting. We have been talking so extensively about women and their passion and some of the things that limit women from pursuing their passion. And we have been talking about how to get current, to listen to the news, to go to the internet, get information and take part and empower yourself. Now, Gwefonta, coming back to you, we discovered that you equally carry out many initiatives single-handedly, like you empower youth and other things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before you tell us how you do them, some of the things that you do out of passion, and also why you do them. Is it just because of passion, or there's a particular reason why you do most of the things you do?
Okay, actually, I like when people live to their full potential.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's very pivotal to me. It's very important to me. And when I actually started in my business, I heard a lot of people tell me that I won't succeed.
Mm-hmm.
You are not going to succeed. This is meant only for nannies. This is meant for most school dropouts and all whatnot. So I figured out that there's a mindset problem in Cameroon.
Mm-hmm.
Then I do have workers that I have sat down and they have told me that when they wanted to get into fashion and design, their parents were very disappointed and their parents refused and everything. So I thought that, okay, maybe it is important that I go out there to more technical schools and I talk to more technical school students and I tell them that it is something that you could also have you could be successful in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, act as a role model, because I think that our youths of today really need a role model to like look up to. Yeah, if she did this, I can also do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it is important for me to get out there, inspire students, empower students, bring them into my workshop, let them do some practical work,
mm-hmm.
so that before getting out of schools, they should be set. Because I noticed that you could get through a technical school and come out without even knowing how to sew.
That's really?
Sure. That's okay. What I noticed. That's, I don't know, the education system, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
everything is so, I don't know how it is done, but mm-hmm. I just noticed that even now in Bamenda, I can't say, let me employ someone from GTHS Bamenda,
mm-hmm.
who is a fresh graduate or something.
Mm-hmm.
That person doesn't even know how to sew, and the person used to machines and all whatnot. So that's the trend that I've noticed. That's why I think it's important for me to do the community work and the educational work and the projects that I do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just single-handedly?
I do that single-handedly, but now I do that in partnership with Yali and some other organizations that...
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Wow, that's interesting. You are getting some form of international cooperation.
Yes.
Yeah, to help you bring... Yes. Students or
to make them people live to their full potential. Yeah. Okay. If you're in a design department, I think mm-hmm. that you should know why you are in a design sport, and you should know how to create a business, you should know how to run a business,
mm-hmm.
you should have practical knowledge. Even while being in school, you should be able to get little jobs like mm-hmm. out there that you could learn how to like build a house or sew something,
mm-hmm.
so that by the time that you are getting out, I think that you should have a mindset that is focused,
mm-hmm.
not that you get out of technical school and maybe you will jump into a general
mm-hmm.
school, the maybe general in the university system. Or mm-hmm. something. Yes, I think that, yeah, it's very important to keep students focused.
Now let's talk about entrepreneurship.
mm-hmm.
What are some of the aspects of entrepreneurship that you think women and girls should know?
Women and girls.
Yeah.
I think that, let me start with the positive first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I said, when you have vision and you're an entrepreneur, you have opportunities. That's the positive part of it. People mm-hmm. support you. Organizations do support you when you seek for that support.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's a false notion out there, but people, women need to understand that there is always support.
Okay.
There is always support, even from the community. If you need help in something, mm-hmm. somebody could offer you help. And I think that starting a business is not about having money. Like I said, I started my business with 40,000 francs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm here today. So it's not really about money. It should... Another thing that they should know is they should network as entrepreneurs. You need to build a solid network. A network where network is money in another sense of it.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Let me explain it.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I want to build a logo.
Mm-hmm.
I want to build a logo. I want to build them a face of a brand.
Mm-hmm.
And I know somebody who does that. Definitely, I'll talk to that person, and trust me, you always get help.
Mm-hmm.
You always get you always get tips. You always get help, or it could be done at a minimal
mm-hmm.
Sum cost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it is not really about money. It's about knowing what you want and building your network to be able to get it. And I think that you can get it. That's something that it's very important
mm-hmm.
for women to understand. On the other side, of course,
yeah.
Of course, the challenges are enormous.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, you might want to, at a higher level, you might want to get something and somebody wants something in return.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, as a woman, as a young, intelligent, and maybe beautiful girl, somebody wants something in return.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, those are some of their challenges.
Yeah, they'll get you discouraged.
And you have to focus. And less focused. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. So you have to know what you want, mm-hmm. and you have to get it the right way, because when you get it the right way, it's going to stay.
Mm-hmm.
It will stay for a long time. It will last you for a for a long time. Yeah, okay. And apart from that, definitely there are other small challenges dealing with workers, people, and the society, but you have to get your customer service right.
Mm-hmm.
Customer service in Cameroon is terrible. Yeah, you will get into a restaurant or something, and the waitress is just there looking at you, frowning her face, and everything else. I started a business from the scratch, and I went into offices to take measurements.
Okay.
Yes, I actually faced people. I took measurements. I'll come back. They'll do the sewing. I'll go back. I'll deliver it with a happy face. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
And with positive words. And we can fix this. We are sorry. So women need to start getting their customer service and the way they talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. I want to ask to know equally. There's this myth. I don't know if it's a myth or it's a mindset amongst many people, with women inclusive. People tend to believe that you must have some level of education because you can succeed. Some equally thing, because I didn't go to school, I cannot make it. But then you were able to get into, let's say, the tailoring side of the profession.
Of course.
Yeah, like you testified a while ago, many people were asking that, why should you engage in this kind of profession, or
kind
why
of
should
a
you
low
do
profession.
Kind of a tell low profession. But I'm sure they are proud at you today, looking at how far your brands have been able to go in just 3 years of existence.
Definitely.
So we might want to ask you to tell us, also the listeners, what are some of the tools that people can use to develop their passion. There are some people who have a passion, who have a talent in plating. Some have a talent in art, some in music, but then the community or the culture now is that you must go to school. School is good though. School is good to have some level of education, but it shouldn't limit our passion. What are some of the tools you think we can use to develop our passions?
The first thing about it is that you need to start working on it.
Mm-hmm.
You need to start doing it.
Okay, you need to just start.
Start, yes.
They say the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a step.
Yes.
Okay.
Start. When you start, when you're passionate, when you start, you will always move.
Mm-hmm.
You will fall, but you will always move. But I think that it's important to start. Yeah. And in my own case, I figured that it was important for me to be original and very creative.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Stop copying designs from Nigeria, from the internet, and all whatnot. Yes, you have to look up inspiration, whether it is hair styling or more something or more clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Get to the internet, look up inspiration. But when you sit to create something that is original, give a twist to that thing. Yeah. And then incorporate things that are maybe have not been done before and just work at it every other day.
Mm-hmm.
And aside from that, I think that I'll keep emphasizing that the internet is a great tool. Mm-hmm. The internet is a great tool.
Yeah.
People have learned how to do makeup from the internet without going to a makeup school.
Yeah.
Yeah. The internet is a great tool. And I realized while back in the US that they are used to self-learning. Not everybody goes to school.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that internet penetration inside Cameroon or Bamenda is still very low, but we need to get up and start doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Get to the internet, do research, read on it, read on how to make it unique, how to make it special, how to make it captivating, how to sell it out there, and definitely you'll make it.
So how far have your brands been able to go?
Okay, I started in 2014, and I was lucky that in the first year 2014, I happened to dress up Miss Cameroon Larissa.
Mm-hmm.
And apart from that, I do have an African shop in Douala, where they have been carrying my brands now for the three years
mm-hmm.
that I've been running. I have online shops in the US that I do sell clothes to on wholesale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So my brand now is in Cameroon in the US, but I'm building my website so that it goes wider. I think it's important for me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what are your projects? As of now, what are some of your plans?
Oh my God. Yeah. My plans now, I think...
Because in just 3 years, you have been able to achieve this.
Yes.
Let's say for the next 10 years, how do you expect to be?
Yeah. How do I see myself in mm-hmm. the next 10 years? In the next 10 years, I think I should have Vuvu brand stores all over Cameroon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I should have Vuvu brand stores all over Cameroon. And why not outside there in the US, especially in the US?
Okay.
Yeah. And in Europe as well. Yeah, I think that in the next 10 years, I should have a fashion and a leadership academy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about the quote of the day as we close this edition of the program. It says, Katerina Fake says, so often people work hard at the wrong thing. Working on the right thing is probably more important than working hard.
Please say that again. Let me get it.
So often, yeah? People work hard at the wrong things.
Okay.
Working on the right thing is probably more important than working hard.
Whoa, that's a tough one. Maybe you should talk on that a little bit.
Well, I got interested in the quote because when I was talking a while ago with you, you came on the program, I noticed that you were like saying that some people just go into what they do because of money, because of peer pressure, of pressure from the family. So they are working hard at actually the wrong things.
Yeah.
Yeah, most often you don't derive pleasure, you don't derive satisfaction. Mm. But then when you start working on the things that you love, you discover that you don't work hard.
You just see
yourself living life and it's going you see yourself getting happier and achieving more.
Yeah.
And you discover that you are not actually working hard as you ought to be.
It comes back to what I said, that you should know yourself. When you know yourself, trust me, you will not work hard at the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You will know that this thing is not for me.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that are not for me.
Yeah, certainly.
Yes. Even in the designing business, like sitting on the machine and sewing, it's not for me. I've learned that, but somehow I find it
not for you.
Not for me. Thank you very much. Somehow I find it not for me. And when I sit on the machine, I don't reason. I don't think. My mind doesn't wander. Mm-hmm. I don't adventure. And so it actually makes me closed up. I'm dead, kind of.
Okay.
But when I hold my pencil to bring out a design on a paper, oh my God, I actually fly.
Yeah.
And when I get to the market and I start seeing fabrics and accessories, colors and everything, I get so fascinated that I know just how to bring the right fabrics and the right colors and everything. So even in what you are doing, fashion and designing, sewing and everything, you really cannot do everything by yourself. So know yourself, know what you are good at, know your strengths, and focus on it. So know yourself.
Just like you said, so if you sit on the machine rather than wasting time and struggling with the sewing, you better pay more attention on more adventure, more discoveries and things like that.
Yeah. And when I see somebody who is good at the machine,
mm-hmm.
I tell you that you are good at the machine, and I make you understand that that is your most strength.
And you should capitalize on that.
On it. This is how you can build it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is how you can use it.
Okay, so we get to understand more what Katerina Fake was talking about. Well, we have come to the end of the program today. We want to thank you so much for coming.
It's my pleasure. It's been a pleasure chatting with you.
Thanks too. Well, thank you again, dear listeners, for staying with us throughout this 1 hour. We want to say you should catch the rendezvous same time next week for another inspiring lady who shall equally be helping us to get out of the boxes and inspire ourselves, our families, our society, and our world. Thank you again for being with us. Goodbye.